Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Replay Podcast, recorded live on October 5th, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinke, and I'm joined by Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
Adam Sackley.
Hello.
And no Mitch Drake.
No, Mitch is busy doing more important things this week.
More important things?
No,
talking about video games.
Yeah, I know. Nothing's more important
than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
How are you guys doing today?
Tonight? Yeah, not too bad.
This past week.
Had a rough day on PUBG, but let's put that behind me and just keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. What I do want to know is, have you won yet? First place? Solo?
Solo. See, I don't play solo. That's why.
Are you scared of solo?
No, I'm not scared of it. I just prefer to play with other people.
So you can complain about your team type of thing? Or
no, it's just in duos and squads and stuff, it's almost like you get a second chance.
Yeah.
Because you get taken down. And if your friends are close enough there to help you and mm-hmm. save you, then it's like, okay, we got them. Let's mm-hmm. move on. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going. Solo, it's just as soon as you die, that's it.
I actually want to know now about your tactics when it comes to PUBG.
Oh god.
Yep. Okay. Where do you land? Are you the person who goes with your squad and tries to take down three or four different squads in one town, or do you try and find the most minuscule place that has little loot and it's like, okay, we're safe here, let's wait 40 minutes for the round?
We try to find the happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our favorite places to land is Watertown, you know, right next to ruins.
Yeah.
There's that submerged part there. We get there and there's usually only one other squad there with us. And so we find ourselves in a lot of battles like that. Mm. Places like Hospital as well. I don't know if you've been there before.
Yeah. Yeah,
Hospital's good. Mansion.
Okay.
Me and my friend found Mansion before they put text on top of it on the update.
Okay.
They put like text over it, so it was like blatantly obvious, like that's a good place to go. And we were so mad about that because that was our secret spot that no one ever went to. But yeah, so yeah, we try to find the happy medium. Sometimes we'll just go, screw it, let's go school, let's go mental.
Score, okay.
Yeah.
Let's have a 2-minute game.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, like
well, we actually won in school the other day.
So is school your, like, okay, we're going to wreck, we're going to just jump down there?
School and military base is like, let's just do it.
Military base is the town that you go to. It's like, okay, there's six different squads, let's just go ham.
Yeah.
Is it the same with you?
Yeah. I don't know. I sort of just let my mates sort of choose where we want to land. I think I'm like you, Joel, where I'll just collect loot for like half an hour and then have like the final fight, you know, top 20.
That annoys me because you collect loot for half an hour. And then you're moving with the circle, la-di-da, and then some squad just comes out of nowhere and wipes you. You don't even kill a single soul. You just wasted half an hour looting.
That happens, yes.
Yeah. My squad has that issue multiple times. our main two places are Firing Range and Joltown, which that's about it.
Joltown?
Yep. There's a town that's named after me.
In the game?
No, for my friends that call it.
What town is it?
It's
Pachinki or something.
No, it's one little place that has one building here and a building over the little hill.
Oh, right.
And a vehicle sometimes spawns. That's why it's called Joltown, because I just jumped there.
Yep.
But that's about it.
Okay.
Remember, if you are listening live and you can't stick around for the full show, you can pick up where you left off on the following Monday on our iTunes, Wooshka, and YouTube page. Links to which can be found on our Facebook page at facebook.com/replayAU. Coming up on the show this week, we will talking about Battlefront 2. Forza 7, Riot and the Toxic Streamers, PUBG, and that's it. But there's no Blizzard, which is a surprising thing.
Yeah,
this is a step forward. I could talk about Blizzard if you want.
What would you talk about with Blizzard?
The Overwatch Halloween event's coming back on October 10th.
Why are we not talking about that?
Because it's the same thing as last year.
Yeah.
It's not much different.
It was a good update. It was the first one they introduced where they had the whole wave system, kill things type of thing. I'm interested. What am I hearing right now?
Nah, nothing.
What do I hear it again?
Uh-huh.
Are you playing the stream?
I was checking it because it's currently down, but I'm just going to fix it.
Okay. Good on you.
Yeah.
But first, what I'm playing this week, guys. We'll start with you, Adam, whilst Jordan does his thing.
Well, I've been doing a lot of uni stuff the last couple of days, but apart from that, pretty much just League of Legends and just watching a lot of TV, but mainly just League of Legends.
No Destiny?
No, I haven't touched it this week. So
you're at the stage where it's you've reached the point where you don't want to continue, or
I think,
just the resets?
I think it's pretty much just the resets, because I figure there's no point me grinding for all this cool loot and all this cool gear when I'm going to be hopping over to PC when that comes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it was more like a learning experience. So then when PC comes around, I'll know what I'm doing and just be able to get like a head start. Mm-hmm. So that way, when Assassin's Creed comes out 3 days later, I won't feel as bad as not playing.
I'm kind of the same as you with Destiny 2 at the moment, where I don't want to continue. I've kind of had the experience where either the Destiny gods love me or hate me.
Yeah.
Where I'm at the point where I'm 304, where the max level Jordan is 305.
Yep.
And I only need one piece of gear, and that's the gloves.
Yep.
Yep. What do gloves do? I don't remember them being in Destiny 1. They weren't, were they?
Arms or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Gloves, arms, whatever. But your technical terms, Jordan. Have you played Destiny 2? You have not.
I played the beta for like 5 minutes.
But that's the only thing I need left. So I'm 304 and I need one thing to get 305.
Yep.
I don't know if the gods of Destiny are just like, if you get 305, you're not going to play this game anymore.
Yeah.
And they are right.
Yep.
So they're kind of like holding it back from me.
Yep.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I want to hit 305, but I do know if I do that, I'm never going to play the game again.
Do you know when the level cap is getting raised and hard raids getting introduced?
I don't know, because they just recently introduced the raid guided games thing.
Yeah. Where, so I assume it would be in a couple of weeks, you'd think, at the most.
I hope so, because that whole faction thing's done where Dead Orbit has won.
Yep. See, I knew they were going to win.
What did you sign up for?
Dead Orbit.
You see, I didn't. I went for...
Future War Cult?
That's the one, yeah. Because their guns and their armor look
everything
really good.
Everything was better, yeah.
Way better.
But I mean, if you have three characters, you just sign up one for each.
No, I'm a one character guy. I don't branch off to anything else.
So did you pay the $50,000 for the weapon?
No, I'm poor.
Okay.
Maximum money I can ever have is about $20,000 because I just spend it all on shaders.
Oh, really?
I've got to look good when I in the game.
I thought you were going to say like weapon mods.
Yeah, well,
that too.
I only need one weapon mod, and that's the kinetic weapon mod, which never drops any ever. Ever, ever.
Yeah.
But I've just been playing that and Divinity Original Sin 2. Okay. That's about it.
Which I've seen you playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. You seem to be loving it.
I still haven't finished the game, so yeah. It's a long experience of a game.
You told me about the issues you're encountering with that earlier, where it was multiplayer, but the campaign stays with one person.
Yeah, my mate and I created the same game. So my mate created the multiplayer and I joined him. And we played it for like a couple weeks. But he slowly stopped and didn't want to play anymore.
Oh, no.
So, because it's on his multiplayer save, I can't jump onto that.
Okay.
So, I have to start fresh on my own single-player campaign.
Yep.
Which isn't too bad, because you can experience a whole different variety of, like, the different classes, more or less.
Yep.
Yep.
It's not that big of an issue, but it's pretty still, heartbroken.
Yeah, it's still annoying.
What about you, Jordan? What have you been up to?
PUBG, Overwatch.
Yes, but I'm not going to talk about those today. I played over the weekend, I played the Call of Duty World War II beta on PC. Was that?
Your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah.
Finally, did you play?
I did not.
Your thoughts? I want to know now.
I really liked it at first.
Yes, he's done it.
He's hooked. Like, the first hour or so I played it, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, because, you know, I've been playing so much like Overwatch, PUBG, I just needed something different, I think. And that was what it gave me. It was a different experience, different gameplay experience.
Mm.
And it was fun. It was fun. Until I...
Getting call from Mitch?
Yes.
Yes, so am I.
Yeah, he's probably like, the stream's on up, guys!
Is that what he's on about?
Probably, all right. So I was playing Call of Duty, and the first hour, I was having a lot of fun, and then I hopped off. I had a busy weekend, so I came back on Monday.
Okay.
Started playing it again, and everyone was quickscoping me. And then I
already
was like, I was like, okay, that's Call of Duty, that's what I remember, and uninstall. So I want to play it for the campaign alone. I think will be good. But I don't think I can justify paying full price for this game.
Yep.
Just because of my history with Call of Duty.
Yep.
And the experience I had in that beta, I'm just, I can't.
Okay.
I can't pay full price for that. That's my personal opinion anyway. Like,
all right.
I'm sure there's heaps of people that love it.
Yeah, I loved it.
So,
you loved it. You played it too.
Well, see, I didn't play the full extent of the entire game. I got to maybe, I probably played maybe a couple hours.
Yeah.
I was like, this game is okay. It's pretty good. But I'm more excited for the single player and the zombies. The zombies are the main thing. Because apparently zombies is the core aspect of every Call of Duty game from this point on. And no one will branch off to anything else.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with, but I would like to see, you know, the Modern Warfare 2 co-op go through campaign type of thing, or something in World of War.
The Spec Ops kind of thing in Modern Warfare.
Spec Ops,
that
yes.
was fun. I liked that.
But that's no longer there anymore.
What do you mean? In
the new Call of Duty. Oh, it's right. it's just zombies.
I thought,
zombies from here
on out of Modern Warfare.
I hope not, because like I remember I was like this close to getting the platinum for Modern Warfare 2, but the only thing I needed was the Spec Ops.
Oh, but they were not. I had
no
50
friends,
stars or whatever it was.
I had no friends to play with because it was only the two co-op ones left. And I was like, I guess I'm stuck with one trophy missing.
You should just met up with some randoms in lobby and be like, hey, man, can you do that Spec Ops achievement with me?
they'll be like something your mother XX quickscope 1v1 me. That's all they'll say.
Get that in Overwatch sometimes when a competitive match when someone leaves and then slowly other players leave and there's like just you left against six people.
Yeah.
People just like, do you want any achievements or anything or like that?
I've never seen that happen to me whenever
really?
I played Overwatch.
I participated in that once.
Because that sounds amazing. To me, when I would play Overwatch, they would go ham on me. They would go hard. It's like, okay, one guy, let's just camp his spawn and destroy him when he comes out.
Usually, when my experience in that, it's just running around going, hello. Hi. just waving to everyone. It's just ridiculous. Just waiting for the timer to go out. So everyone's like, there's no point trying.
Man, you did Lucio's voice just so well.
Yeah.
This is perfect, man.
Jackpot. Okay. That wasn't too good.
Okay. Starting off is our Battlefront 2.
Yes, Battlefront 2.
This is about the new beta that just dropped, right? Yeah?
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. We're talking about Battlefront 2 Classic.
Classic?
Yes. Jeez. Classic as in 2005 Classic. Because I didn't realize this happened until I saw it in the news somewhere, but I got an update on Steam and it had changed Battlefront 2, and now in Battlefront 2 it's listed, it's got brackets on the end, Classic 2005 Edition. And I was like, that wasn't there last time. I was like, oh, they must just be doing it so people don't get confused with the new one.
Yeah.
And then it turns out what they've done is they've reopened the multiplayer servers for Battlefront 2 Classic.
What?
Yes.
What?
So that's a bit of a spin on the common sad news we usually get that servers are closing down for games. The servers were previously closed out when GameSpy shut down along with hundreds of other games. Back in the day, remember GameSpy? Everyone had GameSpy in the computer.
Yep. That was Halo.
Halo had it too, yeah. Yeah. So the revival of Battlefront 2 multiplayer was announced by GOG and Steam, along with the assurance that crossplay would be possible between GOG and Steam users. So that's good. I think that's usually how it works anyway. I'd be pretty mad if it didn't. But So up to 64 players can play through the player-hosted servers on the newly updated version of the game, which is currently available for just $4 on GOG or $10 on Steam.
Wow.
Yes.
Why would they release something like... Is this the anticipation for the new Battlefront game?
I'm honestly
game coming out, or?
Not sure. Like,
and this is the same time as the beta dropped as well. So
yeah,
what
like
are they
the beta
hoping?
For us, or the pre-order people can play the beta now, but I think it opens up tomorrow for us. That's what I'll be doing, hopefully.
Us casuals.
Yeah, us casuals who don't pre-order everything they see.
Yeah.
Filthy casuals, man.
Yeah. In the GOG forums, team member Conrad notes that for Battlefront 2, we had access to the source code and Disney's full support to help reinstate the online functions. He added that GOG would love to re-add online support for other GameSpy-powered games in the future if given the right opportunity. Yes, but I actually did. Once I found this out, I went and updated my game. Because when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I don't need to update that. I don't play it ever.
Yeah.
So I went and updated it. Booted it up this afternoon, went to have a go, and it wouldn't work.
Like, the servers wouldn't work or the game wouldn't work?
I couldn't connect to anything. It just kept saying busy, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, no.
It would go 1, 2, 3,
servers
four.
Are crashed. Servers are crashed.
Count up to, like, 30. And
too many people on the servers.
This is the whole thing where a new game comes out.
But
too
it's
many,
Battlefront 2.
Too many people flood the game. That's the whole point. It's like...
It's retro, so people, you know, it's like hipster.
Exactly, as in like people see this game, okay, Battlefront 2 is coming out, let's relive our classics. It's only $5.
Yeah.
Let's play the classic Battlefront 2.
Yep.
Millions of players. Well, not even that, but just a lot of players.
Yeah.
And it just crashed the servers. That's how I think I've done it.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
See, these aren't like hosted servers by
These are just players.
Yeah, these are just people at home going, opening up their own server and stuff.
Yeah.
So from what I was a bit shady on it when I opened up the multiplayer menu, every ping was zero, all the ping. And I was like, okay, that doesn't seem right, but let's try and connect to one just to see. So yeah, I'm not the only one having issues. It's not going really smoothly for anyone. Steam's forums are currently clogged with threads such as online is back, but I can't play it. Can't join any servers, multiplayer crashing, and insane server lag. So hopefully these issues will get worked out in the future with patching and a more robust player base, willing to host stable servers on dedicated machines. We'd love to be able to point out this effort as a successful example of what can happen when platforms and publishers pay attention to players who are still interested in playing older games online.
So you think this is the first step to something new where they update old servers for like classic games, turning them to multiplayer for something new?
What was that? Sorry, you...
Do you think this is the first step? repeat. Do you think this is the first step for developers to reopen their classic servers and the classic games? Do you think it's just like a test to see if people would like branch on and like... Because it's done so well to the point where the servers are crashed.
See, I'm not sure if the servers are crashed or if it's just not coded very well or whatever the lingo is within the developer industry.
You're saying as in like when they closed the server, before they closed it, the servers were garbage anyways. That's what you're saying.
Am I?
Yes.
Because they were, all the old servers have ran through GameSpy and they've had to completely remove that functionality out of the game.
But you don't need GameSpy.
No, you don't. GameSpy was just like an anti-hacking kind of tool, wasn't it?
I don't understand. I don't know what GameSpy is. It was just one of those things as like, you must download GameSpy if you want to play this game. I had that with Halo Combat Custom Edition for PC, where GameSpy was there, but no one really paid attention to that.
Yeah.
Where you can access online games on Halo Custom Edition now, but in the corner it says GameSpy, but you don't download GameSpy.
Mm.
So there is workarounds.
What, like, you're telling me I can play Halo CE on my PC right now?
Yes, yes.
What?
Yes. I don't know why you haven't noticed this.
Oh, I thought, like, you can't buy it. You can't buy it anywhere anymore.
No. As long as you have, you know, the illegal copy key CD key game.
Yeah, I
have the game. Just letting you know.
I actually purchased it back in the day.
Purchase.
For PC, yeah. I used to play it all the time. You could do some pretty cool mods on it too.
You purchase things in Australia?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Breaking the stereotype. But yeah, so do you think this is something Disney did out of the kindness of their hearts, or do you think there's a little bit of a marketing lurking here?
I feel like it's just the trend. Like, everything's being remastered, redone, 15-year anniversary, 20-year anniversary. Like, it's just, it's how it is.
I'm with Adam. I think it's a marketing campaign where new game coming out. Let's play the classic. Here's the classic. It's just like Call of Duty, where Call of Duty came out and they released Call of Duty 4.
COD 4, yeah.
And that's going so well for people who love the classic Call of Duty, and that's being updated.
Yeah.
So this here, they've released something classic of what it originally was. And what it'll look like. It's a flashback if you just play this game and you go, man, these graphics are pretty decent.
Yeah.
And you play the new one, like, man, these graphics are pretty decent.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think from my end, everyone's always talking about this game, Battlefront 2, when these new ones come out. They're like, have this like you did in Battlefront 2, this like you did in Battlefront 2, this like you did in Battlefront. And I think this might be their way of shutting everyone up.
Okay.
Because I don't know about you guys, but when you go back and play old games, like nostalgic things you played when you were a kid, you're like, okay, this isn't as good as I remember.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much making everyone do that so they come and play the new game and like just accept that this is the way things are now.
Mm-hmm. You need to adapt. You can't make the same game you made in, you know, 20 years ago. Yeah. It's got to change.
Otherwise, it'd be just a remaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I think is part of what they might be doing.
Yeah.
Or if not, I think it's going to... That's going to be the result of it anyway. People going, okay, I don't remember it being this bad.
I think nostalgia just sort of like blurs your mind a little bit of how good a game really was. Yeah. And then when you play it, you're just like, oh.
Because I remember there's games that I haven't played in years that I think back to and I'm like, oh, the graphics. I remember the graphics looking like realistic for some reason. The picture that paints in your head And then you go and play, you're like, oh, right. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Donkey Kong 64 comes to mind.
Yeah.
My mind just goes to Crash. It's like the whole Crash and Crash Remaster.
Yeah.
Where you play the remaster and it's just harder. We're like, I don't remember the game like this. This isn't what I remember the game to be.
Very, very similar to that, actually. So do you think these servers will remain open forever?
In my opinion, no.
If it's just a marketing thing, then no.
Yeah.
But
actually, considering these are hosted by purely fans, like not actual...
Why'd they close it down in the first place? Because of GameSpy?
Because GameSpy shut down, so therefore they lost their server functionality.
So do they think because of this update, like I think it can go two ways. Because of the success of this, and people will play the classic, it'll branch off and make people reopen their other older games, multiplayer, make them back up again that were on GameSpy.
Yeah.
Or this will do so well that they'll close it down so people are like, you know what, just go to the new game, guys. Just you don't need to play the classic, just play the new one.
It's like if you own Battlefront 2, enter the special code and get a 50%, no, not 50%, like
5%. Get a cool skin for your gun
or
something.
Yeah, something like that. That would be nice. I would appreciate that.
Just like a bit of a nod to the people who played the previous game.
Yeah, exactly. Is there any other games that you remember back in your childhood that you would like to see the servers come back to life?
See, I can't think of anything. I just think of Halo Custom Edition.
Mm. See, what I think of is Halo 2. That's one I know you can't play on PC online anymore.
Yeah.
I think they've just done the Xbox remasters for it. Mm-hmm. Like you had the Master Chief Collection, but now you can put the... Oh, wait, no, that's Xbox Original. Damn it. No, never mind that.
No, I know one.
Oh.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yes, back on the Nintendo 64.
Did Nintendo 64 have online functionality?
No, it did not.
I don't think that qualifies.
Exactly. Bring a port to the PC or, you know, Xbox, the gold, no, the Rare Classics.
Rare Replay.
Yeah. You can play Conker's Bad Fur Day on that and you can play the multiplayer on that. Turn that into online multiplayer. I'll be all for it, 100%. Buy an Xbox, get go just for that game.
Oh, God. An Xbox, a whole Xbox.
Yes, for just that for game. Conker's Yes. It'd be the same thing as in, like, if you didn't have an Xbox and Assassin's Creed was only coming to Xbox, would you buy an Xbox? That answer is yes.
Probably. Yeah.
See, for one game, everyone would do it for one game.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know what one game you shouldn't buy an Xbox for?
What?
Forza 7.
Really?
Yes.
But Forza is the iconic Xbox game.
It is. It's the iconic racing game, I guess.
I mean, like...
I'm not talking about Forza Horizon here. Horizon's one a lot of people seem to enjoy.
Okay.
But these are the serious... Forza Motorsport, like the serious, like, Gran Turismo-esque game.
Is this the racing game that they showed at E3 with the whole Forza on Xbox, the new Xbox...
Yeah,
One X thing.
With Jesse.
No, that was Need for Speed with Jesse.
That was Need for Speed.
Oh, okay. Oh, don't get me started on that. Joel and I can talk about that for ages. I'm a YouTuber.
It's my boy. Steven. We don't mention Jesse. He's gone.
Yeah.
But no, as in, like, when they unveiled the Xbox One X, they showed Forza, I think it was. Yeah. They showed a racing game.
Yeah, it was Forza 7.
And they showed it as, like, this is what the game looks like on this.
Yeah. On 4K native.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Was that Forza 7 or Horizon?
Yes, that was Forza 7.
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't we get Forza 7?
So, microtransactions.
Every game. There's two different microtransactions. I've got to see it now.
Yeah.
It depends whether it's like pay to win microtransactions or like cosmetic. I think
that's where people are getting worried on Forza 7. It's walking a line and it's leaning one way.
$15 for this supercar.
Yeah. This microtransaction controversy has started really recently because people who bought the Ultimate Edition for the game got lit like a week early.
Mm.
I think it's just released today or yesterday for everyone else.
Wait, Forza. Really? How much was the the Ultimate Edition?
I am not sure. I'm going to assume like $109 is usually
and you get it a week early.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Like if you're like really
into it. But I'll explain that in a sec, what people are mad about with the Ultimate Edition. So the first issue players had is the VIP membership. So you get that with the Ultimate Edition.
Yep.
And previously, this year's one is drastically worse than previous games.
Okay.
So where players would get access to special cars others couldn't get. And you would also get a 100% boost in earning credits, which is the in-game currency.
For like forever? Or just
forever.
Like,
forever.
Okay, so that's big, actually.
Yeah, that's
pretty big.
That's mental. That's like doubling everything you ever.
Yeah.
And what's happened this time, VIP members now only get a credit boost for 25 races.
Which is, I assume, is what, like half a day?
I'm not sure, but 25 races seems pretty minuscule.
Yeah, compared to forever,
yes. Yeah.
Well, it's better than forever, I guess. Otherwise, it's like you're saying, if you want to rank up higher, you've got to get this VIP thing. You've got to spend an extra $40 to get something that's going to last you your entire lifetime.
Yeah.
I like what they've done, actually, making it 25. I know it's less than a forever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it reduces the whole pay to win thing.
So you think it's better to like keep the, you know, the playing field even sort of thing?
Yes.
Like, sure, they get a little bit of a boost, but it's not enough to be like, okay, you can never compete with me.
Because like the whole thing with the cars, I see it with other games where you get an exclusive, say, weapon or cars.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change too much in the entire game.
Yeah.
So for games that are, say, Borderlands 2 that comes to that. In Borderlands 2, if you pre-ordered, you got exclusive weapons when you started off.
Yeah.
But they're at your level when you started.
So they're not going to impact like end game. It's just like, oh, here's a cool little thing that we're going to give you since you paid a bit extra.
That's what I hope Forza has been doing, but are they doing something differently?
So the main issue with the 25 races was the fact that it wasn't advertised at all.
So it was just a secret thing.
It was, they said that you would get an XP boost, but didn't specify how long for.
Okay. So everyone assumed it was last time.
Yeah, because everyone who bought the Ultimate Edition or got the VIP membership for the last game had no knowledge that this had changed, and they went into the game.
So everyone thought it was forever.
Yeah. And then they bought this VIP membership assuming that they would get this
forever. If you're big fans of the game and you see XP boost, if you're big fans, you're going to buy the Ultimate Edition. If you're not, you're going to be like, okay, I'll just get the standard. I don't need XP boost.
I don't think I've actually bought the Ultimate Edition for anything.
Really?
Like, Gears of War Remastered was called the Ultimate Edition. That's about the closest I can get.
I think I've bought probably every Assassin's Creed, like, Ultimate Edition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Define Ultimate Edition. Ultimate Edition to me is the base game, extra stuff, and a season pass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that all that you see? Is it Ultimate Edition?
Ultimate, I see a statue in there somewhere or some sort of figurine.
Like the best version.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of the big, like, AAA games might have, you know, two or three editions. So one might just be like, you know, like the season pass, another one would be like have something extra, and then like the top one would be like everything with the statue or whatever.
So I think I've only done it once, and that was for Final Fantasy 15. But they didn't have statue or anything. It was just the game, extra stuff, and season pass.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't played anything on the season pass, but it's there.
Yeah.
The in-game currency also allows players to purchase loot boxes that let players have a chance at unlocking new cars, cosmetic items, and this is the kicker, a new item called mods. So these mods are things that players must use if they wish to change the weather of a race. Like, if you know racing games, that's usually a pretty easy setting to change. You go into saying, oh, do I want to race at nighttime, daytime? Do I want to be raining or what?
Is that at the start of the race or midway through a race?
At the start of the race.
Okay.
You go into the race, is it just randomly generated? So it might be raining. And if you don't like that raining, you have to pay the stuff to change it.
Yeah, I think there's a default. Each track probably has a default setting.
Okay.
Or something like that. I'm not too sure. I'd have to play it.
Why is this an outburst to change the weather?
Because these are things that should be free in a game.
If you like racing games,
you're going to experience everything it has to offer. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. You're not going to care. But I think Someone who is going to buy the Ultimate Edition it's raining. You know what? I'm going to make this easier for me and I'm just going to make it clear day. I don't care about this game and I can simply do it.
You also earn more credits if you use the mods to change the weather.
Now that's an issue.
Yeah.
That I can see an issue.
Yeah. So I should just clear up, as of now, Forza 7 does not actually let you pay real money for credits, but they're just using what they've got now as kind of just to see how the system works, making sure it's all working okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then later down the track, they're going to add the ability to pay for these credits.
So there's no microtransactions at the moment, but they will.
Yeah, that's what they pretty much said. Like, it's coming soon, but it's not there yet.
As long as people don't riot, then they're going to put it in pay to win.
Yep,
yeah,
pretty much. Because in the loot box, you get, you know, like different cars and stuff like that. And previously, I think Forza would kind of work like FIFA Ultimate Team, if you guys ever played that.
I know of it, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd get a car that you like a rare car or something, and you can actually put it on a market where other players could use their credits to buy the car off you.
Yeah.
And you can probably make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah.
All right. I see it like FIFA Diablo thing.
That was very pay to win. Like people would spend like
Even thousands like of dollars. When I was into FIFA, there was a stage where I was into FIFA, believe it or not. But
really?
Yes.
You're a footballer fan.
I wasn't really. I just liked playing the game. I just liked winning, and I didn't win very much.
Who's your favorite team? The kangaroo team. But I play the game.
Kangaroo team. Oh my god. Yeah. So they're kind of leaning away from that, I think, and making it more of a loot box, lucky draw kind of thing. So making people spend more credits in order to unlock loot boxes.
Can you get these boxes throughout the game on your own?
Yeah, you can earn your own credits and stuff throughout the game.
This game is exactly like every other game that has loot boxes. We'll specify with, Overwatch has loot boxes, but they're cosmetic skins. PUBG has loot boxes, and again, they're just cosmetic.
Yeah.
Call of Duty has loot boxes.
The difference here is...
But they have stats that change, and the better you get in the loot boxes, and the rarer they are, the better
It's sort of pay to win.
Yes. Because
you can get like a weapon with, you know, like less, you know, kick, and that's obviously like better.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But like you don't have to pay for those things.
If it has less kick, it falls down somewhere else as well. So if it has less kick, maybe it's got less range or less damage.
But I'm sure there's guns that have like get something good, but then lose something that isn't too.
I'm thinking of one, which is in the new Call of Duty, where it has, to me, I feel like it has no negative effects.
Yeah.
But the main mega effect is it's permanently silenced.
Yep.
And it doesn't have a range fall off.
Oh, wow.
So it always does the same damage no matter where you shoot as far.
Is this an assault
rifle? Assault rifle, yeah.
Okay.
So it's that there I could see as a, if you have the gun, you are going to do better in some way.
Yeah.
But in Call of Duty, any gun does well.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. For racing games, if you get a car that drops where its speed is max, but its handling is also max and everything is max.
Yeah.
Mm.
I see that as a bit of a complaint and a problem.
Well, yes. So I think that's where people are worried, is that people will have cars that no one else will.
What happened to the old car games where if you play through the single player, you unlocked a new car or you buy a new car? Need for Speed Underground 2, oh, what a classic where you just buy new cars. That's the thing now.
Like, I think what people are saying is, if you're going to put microtransactions like this in the game, why am I paying upwards of $60 for it?
Yeah.
So... I guess that's what I kind of want to ask you guys is, what is the line where microtransactions are acceptable?
Pay to win, not pay to win. There's your line. Straight down the middle.
Yeah.
Leave it on the don't pay to win cosmetic side. That's what every player wants in the entire game.
Yeah.
Is they don't want... Again, it has a crossroad in between that. I'll just change that now.
Yeah.
Pay to win, don't pay to win. Multiplayer, single player. For multiplayer, you need it to be not pay to win.
Mm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the entire game will be busted. People who will just spend thousands of dollars in the entire game just so they would be better.
But you think single player, it can be pay to win?
Yes.
Okay.
So things
what if there's
like,
leaderboards involved? Then does it change?
Yes. Then it changes again.
So if there's anything remotely competitive, cosmetics only, but if it's solely single player, then pay to win's fine.
Yes, for sure. If you play a single player and it gives you a gun that has unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
It's not affecting anyone else. It's only affecting you.
Yeah.
And you are having fun doing that.
Yeah.
If it's playing against someone in multiplayer where you are better than them because you have paid something to win, then that's when I think the fine line breaks.
Okay. So what do you think about Destiny? Because there's a slight... Eververse, you can buy... When you buy the packages, you can get mods. It's not very... It's like it's minuscule pay to win.
it's
what do you what do you think that, you know, how does that rate for you?
The mods are not affected in all too much.
Yeah.
When it comes to multiplayer with Destiny,
yeah,
it's kind of like base scaled down, so everyone's kind of like on the same playing field, yeah, unless your gun has a certain aspect to it.
But now with all the static gun rolls, it's all pretty even.
Yeah.
More than it was.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Destiny's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's primarily just single player. You squad up, away you go.
Yeah.
That's what I see Destiny as. Multiplayer is just an extra thing.
Yeah.
But again, so is most games. But that's my thought on Forza. What are your guys' thoughts? Do you agree, disagree?
I think they might be pushing it a bit too far.
Mm.
But I'm assuming this fan backlash might make them take a step back and go, okay, before they start putting real world money into this, how can we make this a bit more fairer for everyone?
Mm.
And make our Ultimate Edition owners a little bit more happy.
Okay.
I agree with Joel. Statement with the multiplayer and single player, that's how I feel. Yeah.
With the car racing game, having it with microtransactions,
mm,
what would you see in these microtransactions to make it like play that just you don't pay to win?
Well, what they've already done is...
Like what's in them? Skins?
You used to be able to... I think you could spend money to customize your car.
Yeah, like you, different paint jobs, tires, different paint rims, jobs, all that sort of just anything to...
Yeah. And the new thing they've added in is you can now customize your driver's suit, what cool. the driver is wearing.
You don't see yourself as a driver.
Exactly. That's the hilarious thing about it. And I saw one that was like this full-on driver in like a clown costume. And
okay.
I was like, that's cool. No one's ever going to see that
yeah.
in the game whatsoever. So,
but if someone wants to spend money to keep the company going, then
if they want to look like a clown, then yeah. go for them. Do your thing, man.
Speaking of clowns, though.
Ooh.
The riot drama with the Tyler 1 situation.
Oh, yeah, that yes. clown. Mm.
Yes.
So, for anyone that doesn't know, Tyler 1 is pretty much a League of Legends streamer, or was a League of Legends streamer, and he was known for his toxicity. So, he's got, I think it's 20-odd accounts banned, and then Riot put a stop to it and put an indefinite ban. So, anytime he's found streaming or just even playing the game, that account will get banned.
Yeah.
And over probably the last 6 months, he started to quote-unquote reform.
You've been seeing it like in people's streams where he's been there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's been plenty of like pro streamers that have come up in the last couple of months that have said, you know, like he's changed. Like, or like I noted down here, he's on a 5. So, I mean, like he's obviously not like flaming people because he plays all solo queue. But what's happened is a rioter has said in the Discord chat, like the official League of Legends chat, the main quote is, honestly, it's fine. He'll die from a coke overdose or testicular cancer or from steroids. Then we'll be all Gucci.
A dev said that.
Yeah.
That's pretty harsh and pretty severe for someone working in Riot. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he has, quote-unquote, parted the company.
No, he's kicked. He's just gone.
Yeah, so it's... Like, there was a lot of backlash. Like, it got to the top in, like, all in Reddit. And there's a few other little quotes here, but that was pretty much, like, the main one that everyone sort of was pushing on the Reddit. And there's been some tweets that Tyler put out, which shows his good nature. He said, it really sucks that some people still hold a massive grudge versus the old Tyler 1 and refuse to acknowledge I've changed. Mm. And then he later said, with that being said, I have no hard feelings towards the guy. Crap happens.
Yeah.
Mm. yeah. Very, very good placed word of crap.
Yeah.
it's look, I feel like Tyler 1 to me has actually changed in some way.
Yeah.
See, I've never heard of him. I'm so late on this whole streaming trend.
Mm. Well, he's pretty much a one trick. So he only played one character.
Yeah.
Which was like an ADC called Draven.
Yeah.
And he was just known for just being like super aggressive in lane and same
so
with his personality.
So this is League of Legends we're talking about here.
We'll put it in like I'll put it in a different perspective for you. Okay. he is someone who is a Hanzo main.
Yep.
Just straight that.
Yep.
If he does bad, he will blame you.
Mm.
Okay.
If you do bad, he will blame you.
If someone else like took Hanzo or I mean there's no bans, but if someone bans him or took his character, he would just feed. You know, just basically, like, lose the game on purpose.
Oh,
if
really?
He didn't get his character, yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. So he was that toxic. He just kept going on. And he was a streamer and people loved to watch him just be toxic. Yeah. And that was the whole thing.
I guess when you're getting a following because of what you're doing, I guess it kind of becomes his personality.
Yeah. And it gives a bad name for Bright, is what they were saying.
Yeah.
Because then people look at this and go, oh, this is okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And if he's doing that at competitive matches as well, that's probably just as bad.
Yeah.
Because that would... That's the worst thing, having someone like that in a competitive match when
and you're trying to high rank elo up, too.
Trying so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because this is all like pretty high elo, like around the Masters sort of range, which is like almost the top.
Yeah.
But do you think he deserves to be unbanned?
I feel like he has changed. Mm. He is a different person. I've only heard him or seen him on other people's streams where he's said a few things on the stream and then he just left.
Yeah.
So I think he's changed. Like I said, he's on a five.
Yeah.
And he does other things. He's not even just League of Legends. I've seen his YouTube page where he does more stuff.
He gets 2K views on like a basic stream on average, but that's just doing like, you know, like just random games, cooking, or even just like he sits there and just opens packages from fans.
Yeah.
And there's 2K like people just watching him open up boxes. And they're all obviously like troll packages, but like people find that funny.
So I think he should get unbanned, but...
Do you think he needs to do anything like, say, because he hasn't like done like a video apology or anything. Do you think he has to do that?
I think to get unbanned, I'm sure people have seen him get reformed. He's doing a good honor. He's
sure Riot have seen the progress.
But you need some kind of formal of apology that, okay, I did this when in my past. I did this thing when I was wrong. But I have changed. Can you please accept me as my change? If he says anything like that, he will come back and be able to stream League of Legends. Just from that one simple apology, he'll be able to come back. But well,
Riot has actually contacted him. Tyler One said that Riot's contacted him and is currently like looking to schedule a meeting in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So Tyler, like they didn't say to Tyler like what they're talking about, but Tyler's hopeful that it'll be about his ban.
Mm.
But he said at the end of the day, it could be like, oh, you know, you're never going to get unbanned, you know, like go away.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How about you, Jordan? Do you think someone who is actually this toxic...
Has had 20 accounts banned.
And if he streams League of Legends at any point, it'll get banned permanently again. So, like, toxic?
Okay.
Do you think he...
I didn't know about this 20 other accounts banned thing.
But he's changed. He's a different person.
It's been honestly, over a year since that's happened.
It's a tough choice. I don't think there's... Oh, man, I'm on both sides of this.
Yeah.
Because on one side, I'm like, you've had 20 chances to kind of behave properly and clean up your act or whatever. Mm. But then I'm kind of on his side where, oh, League of Legends is free, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was going to say, well, we paid for that game, but he didn't.
I feel like in that...
Get rid of him.
But like, I don't know, like devil's advocate, like those 20 accounts he got banned, the whole time he knew they were going to get banned. Like he was flaming the whole time. But once that hammer came down and he got permabanned, like just for his name, then he started to change. Like I feel like he didn't want to change until he got that like permaban.
Mm.
He kept doing it because he was getting, you know, great views and people liked seeing him be toxic, and that's why he just kept going with that.
I don't think that's fair on everyone else.
Yeah.
It's true. But put it in your shoes as well, Jordan, as in if you played Overwatch and you complained about your team and you got reported for it and you got banned.
Yeah.
Would you step away from Overwatch from that point permanently, or would you try and as in like, okay, I want to be a different person, I want to come back, I want to play Overwatch again?
If I was playing like this Tyler One guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Overwatch is a bit different because it's not a free game. I don't think they should really...
If it was free, that's the thing. Overwatch if they players refunded, are toxic,
if
that's what I mean.
If they said you're banned forever, here's $60 for the cost of the game.
That's very generous. So you're saying that if you had bought the game 20 times at $60 a pop, then they should be more lenient.
I honestly think that's the difference between free and paid games.
Okay.
But I feel like he's probably spent a fair bit of money because he buys like all his character skins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like it'd be close, probably $50. And because he probably buys like XP boosts to get back up to level 30 or like, you know, buying accounts and stuff like that.
Mm. Mm. So I don't know. It's good to see that he's trying to get unbanned, and I'd like to see him unbanned and back on Twitch again.
I think he's just very entertaining.
My issue is I'm kind of afraid that he'll go back to Twitch. He's unbanned, back to Twitch, and he'll go back to his old self.
Or he's he'll go back to Twitch.
You know what, guys? Look, I'm unbanned. Let's go back to being a dick.
He'll go back to Twitch, and he won't he won't be his old self. He'll be a new self, and no one will watch because they don't care anymore.
Yes. He'll be different.
Yeah. It won't be the Tyler they used to watch.
It'll be a lost situation.
His first maybe month or so, first month or 2 months will have a lot of traction, and I think they'll slowly.
Of course, it's Tyler One. He's back. Mm. He's back on Twitch. Yeah. He's streaming League of Legends again. Yes.
And he's boring.
Yeah.
Although I think there's no rule saying that you can't swear. Like, as long as you're not typing. Yeah. I feel like he would still be that sort of because he's still a little bit of passive aggressive now.
Yeah.
But I feel like he just wouldn't type it.
Mm.
I think that would where the entertainment would come in is because he'd just yell and break stuff and do whatever he does.
I think that's with all games. I think you can flame, but just don't flame to your teammates. Yeah.
Flame
to yourself. Yeah. It's like, okay, you did a terrible job. You're garbage.
Yeah.
Mm. I dislike you, but you just say that. You just say good game, everyone. That's it.
You don't actually say it over the mic to people in the game.
Okay. Yeah.
Luckily,
there's no voice chat.
Yeah. What if someone is watching the stream and happens to be in the same game as Tyler and hears them?
But there's plenty of League streamers that are already toxic and they just don't type.
Okay.
So, I feel like if Riot was going to ban him for that, that's super hypocritical because there's plenty of, League streamers that are, super toxic. They just don't type it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's where Riot sort of draws the line.
Yeah.
It's just don't type it to your teammates.
Yeah, don't say it to anyone.
Because it's technically not a reportable offense if you say something.
Yeah.
If you type it, it's a reportable offense, but...
Mm. If it was voice chat, then that's different, but
So PUBG.
Yes.
Yes, PUBG. That's what he should play. Maybe he should play just play different games.
That's what he's sort of had to.
Yeah.
He's had to sort of adapt and play. He's played a little bit of PUBG.
He does cooking streams if you want to learn how to cook with Tyler One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend actually cooking what he cooks, though. It doesn't turn out well.
I can imagine.
It's always raw or
God. Yes. So PUBG is in the news again, Adam?
Yes.
As always. This PUBG is the new No Man's Sky and always will be.
Yeah. So basically they've had a little bit of trouble with their Chinese following. So PUBG hit the hit with the stream of negative reviews following Chinese in-game ads. Last week, PUBG broke the 1.5 million concurrent users, announced its own subsidiary company, PUBG Corp, and revealed squad PPOCE servers will be confirmed after mid-October.
Finally.
Yeah.
Even though I played the game, but that sounds good. Look, would you play the first-person shooter, or would you play it in third-person?
Well, they've got duo first-person on at the moment for us.
Okay.
For Oceania.
I think I'd go first.
Do you play first now, or do you play third?
I still play mostly third.
Okay.
One of the friends I play with likes to play third-person, and the other one likes to play first. So I get a bit of both.
Yeah.
They're definitely different. Like both sides, because you can't third person peek and you can't be third person peeked.
Mm.
So I guess that's good in that sense, but at the end of the day, it's still a very skill based game.
It is, but that's why I like about first person is the peeking thing.
Yeah,
you can't be running to some tree up a hill and someone's hiding behind that tree, third person watching you just run past. Yeah. And as soon as you get to this close, it'll just mow you down.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I like about the first person thing. Mm.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
But they've had some issues due to some third-party gaming advertisements through the VPN in China. Despite being fully localized, Chinese players complain of lag-affected local servers and are often forced to join EU or NA games. Conversely, the players in the NA or EU forums report migrant players bringing their own lag and can at times being unplayable.
Yeah. Because it's not much fun if you've got a good connection, everyone else around you is just jittering. Around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have that feeling anyways. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everyone's already lagging.
Welcome to Australia.
So Chinese players have now reported in-game advertising for a quote-unquote accelerator VPN service said to boost connections to international servers. The problem for these players is twofold. That Bluehole could do more to support the servers as opposed to promoting the advertisement of tools used to better access foreign ones.
Yeah, I think that's silly. I don't think they should be advertising ways for them to go around it.
Yeah.
I think it should be fix it.
That's what I mean. Like,
fix it, blue hole.
It seems a bit silly to advertise a third-party thing that's not based for your own game just so they can fix that.
Yeah.
Why, like you said, why can't they just fix it themselves?
Yeah. They're too busy migrating to probably like Xbox.
Maybe they're too busy making this new map. And they're like, you know what? You know what, China? You just have to deal with it.
They're trying to get the game finished, I think. They're probably freaking out going, oh my God. We're launching on Xbox at the end of this year. We have nothing.
This game's not going to be finished when it comes to Xbox.
No.
It'll still be early access. I don't think this game will be finished till 2020, man.
Really?
This game is just, it's...
You think, I think it's going to keep growing, I think.
Do you think they're getting ahead of themselves, trying to get a console this early?
Yes. Yeah. I think it'll be delayed.
I think that's why nothing's really changed in the game much. I don't know if you've been playing it lately, but it's in early access, and the most recent exciting update was they put some more text on the map.
They released a new town and a gun recently, so...
Yes, yes. Oh, I guess that the new town is noteworthy.
But yeah, I think did they advertise that when it comes to Xbox, it'll do a crossplay between Xbox and PC? Did they advertise
no,
that?
No, I don't think they did because I knew there'd be a big disadvantage to a particular side.
Do you think it warrants the 10,000 negative reviews?
10,000?
10,000 negative reviews.
Well, how many positive reviews has it got is the question.
But I feel like that would still put a massive dent in the reviews.
Yeah.
And if, like, new people going, oh, let's look at the reviews, and all of a sudden in the last, you know, like, 7 days, there's 10,000 negative reviews. Like, oh, what's happened to this game?
Yeah.
It'll have a big impact on the players, for sure.
Yeah.
Because me personally, when I look at a game, I look at two things. I look at what the game is like and what the different tags has it for.
Yeah.
But also the review itself. And I scroll down and I see the comments of what people see.
Yep.
If I see recent and the top comments are mostly like positive, also I'll think, okay, this game's pretty good.
Mm.
But if the most recent comments are just straight negative,
then
something's wrong.
Yeah.
So this is going to have a big impact on people who play or want to buy
PUBG. That happens to me too, because if I see, I can't remember what game I was looking at, but I was looking at buying something and then I looked in the comments and it was like, if you live in Australia, don't bother with this game because no one plays it. He's like, it's a shame that I'm saying that because we need more players to play it, but don't buy it because no one's playing it. It's just that like double-edged sword kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's comments do make or break and sales.
This will have a massive impact as well because of the new whole Fortnite thing.
Yeah. Mm.
So the comments are bad. The reviews going down for this game. It'll get to a point where it's no longer in like the top rated
Fortnite
game.
Fortnite will be like number one in China. So, PUBG will be number one everywhere else.
So it's like, why spend? How much is the game? $20?
I think it's close. Is it close? I think, is it what? It's 25 30. USD or something? Or
it was, I think it was 30. $29.99 USD when I bought it. I think
that much money for this game that might be good or bad.
Yeah.
When you could just play Battle Royale Fortnite, which is free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the exact same game, just simpler and funner
as good.
And just more colorful and quicker.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it that much.
You didn't enjoy it?
No.
Would you enjoy PUBG less if you were playing with like 200 ping?
A lot less. Yeah.
Yes.
I guess, yeah, in that case, if Fortnite had decent servers over in that area, China, I don't know what their servers are called, but I guess that would probably edge a lot more players over to Fortnite.
Would you still play PUBG if you had 200 ping? That's probably a good second and a half.
Yeah.
Heavens no.
Yeah.
It's the same with when League of Legends first came out, there was no Oceanic server. So on NA, you had to have 180 ping.
Yeah.
And you had to get used to that. And that was
like a second delay.
It was not fun. Mm. And China's a massive player base. So they're losing a lot of players if they have to spend on 200 ping for the entire game.
It'll end up like Valve, like we were talking about last week, how they were trying to get... They remember they dropped CSGO, was down to free-to-play or something.
Yeah.
For China, yeah.
Yeah, and they're trying to get their Chinese audience back.
Yeah.
And PUBG's going to lose, and they might have to do the same thing.
Because PUBG would be losing sales, because of all the crates that the Chinese could be buying as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. And they'd probably go crazy for that kind of stuff over there. Especially seeing as everyone's playing it, everyone's streaming it. China will want in on the...
And they want to spend oodles of money.
Yeah.
I said last week that PUBG would have their peak point and then start dropping. I think this is going to be the drop point.
Oh, you think this is
I think this is the climb down.
Yeah.
Negative reviews. China loses interest in this entire game.
Yeah.
PUBG is going down. If they don't update a new map new weather system.
Weather system? What is this I hear of?
Rain, fog, something else. I don't know.
See, I was talking about this
windy,
the other day.
Maybe if you jump, you fly back 2 feet. I don't know.
I was talking about this to someone the other day where I think, you know, when you get in a server and you go get in, one of my friends, he sees it's fog and he goes, nah, exiting the lobby. Because the fog is really hard. Like, yeah,
that's what makes it challenging.
Yeah, I know. And that's part of the fun. But I personally think it should be more like a Battlefield 4 or 5 kind of thing. Battlefield 1, whatever you want to call it, where the weather changes throughout the course of the match. So there'd be, you'd be playing and randomly like a bigger storm will waft through.
Yeah.
And it will just change everything for like maybe 5 minutes or something like that.
Would it be storm on the whole map or the storm for like a portion of the map?
I think it would like kind of like gradually sweep, just whacked my microphone, sweep through the whole, okay, kind of like, yeah.
Being a gamer, I think that coding will be too difficult to create something like that.
Oh, if EA can do it, surely an underdog like Blue Hole can do it.
There's like 4 developers on that thing, right?
Well, they just signed with Microsoft, so I'm sure they're getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
They have money, but do they have people to work on the thing?
I'm sure they can hire people.
They're probably looking at expanding, but I think their first concern will always be, let's get this game finished to a decent standard so it's polished enough to hit console.
Polished. You watch highlights and you see cars that go flying. When they hit, 2 cars hit, they like mold together and start shaking.
But I think that's also become part of the charm of PUBG.
Like all the weird sort of things that happen.
Yeah,
Sure, it's fun, but they're technically bugs and they're not really...
Like, I feel like it's bad, but it's sort of like added to all the sort of viralness of PUBG. Yeah. Oh, look at this cool thing that happened.
Because you know how careful... When you're having a good game, you have to be so careful on a motorbike.
Yeah.
Because that can end the game really quickly for you.
And first person is a lot harder to drive vehicles as well.
Oh, God, yeah. Sitting on the back of a vehicle in first person, it's horrible.
Yeah.
You just see the back of the guy's head and who's driving. You're like, I can't see it.
If you hit a mound or if you hit a rock or something and you've tumbled in the wrong way and it's exploded on you, it's like, is
annoying.
That the bug's fault? Is that the game's fault? Is it your fault? It's like, who do I complain about that entire thing?
Yeah.
This game, I think it has a lot of bugs.
Yep.
And I don't think it'll be done anytime soon. And it's going
to
lose players.
It's a big game, so... Everything they continue to add is just going to add more bugs constantly because, especially if they do this vaulting thing before they sort out some of this other stuff.
Yeah. But I can see in the first week, if they vault that wall, they're just going to like fly up in the air like 20 feet.
You die from falling.
You die from falling.
Yes, it will be interesting. But we will always continue to keep tabs on it, most likely. I'm yet to lose interest in the game. I would like to lose interest in the game and play something else for once, but...
Divinity Original Sin 2.
No, you really think that's a game for me, Joel?
No, but I'm ready for you to just open your eyes and be like, you know what? This game is mind-blowing.
I've got a good game for you to play. It comes out on the 27th of October.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Speaking of Assassin's Creed, though, there's a bit of side news here that they've just released that for the first time ever in a main Assassin's Creed game, they're going to have difficulty levels. So easy, medium, and hard.
Mm.
So the mechanics don't actually change. All it is obviously like more damage and less damage for you and the enemy. So it's just longer to kill enemies and you die quicker, essentially.
I'd just play on normal.
Well, what are you going to do, Adam? Are you going to play normal or hard? That's what I want to know.
I feel like...
You are the Assassin's Creed resident expert. Yeah. You will have to play on hard when you start that game.
I feel like I'm going to have to play on hard, otherwise I'm going to get a lot of crap for it.
Yeah.
Just because...
But then you don't want to... See, hard modes in games can... I feel like they're for the people who want to play it again.
Yeah. But see, I thought
about
that.
I'm tempted to play it on hard.
Yeah.
Because I do like being stealthy, and I feel like most of the time in Assassin's Creed, if I'm doing a mission and I get discovered or something... I'm like, restart and last checkpoint. Let's try that again. Because I don't want to deal with the onslaught of
1,000 guards.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, there's got to be a way I can do this more stealthy.
Well, I thought about playing the game through on easy, you know, like get a feel of the game, learn the controls and everything.
Yeah.
And then once I finish the game, be like, okay, now's the challenge and do it on hard.
But, I feel like the type of game, this game is where your levels will just keep scaling, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if you start a game, you want to just keep playing all the way through.
That's
my second point to that is where I want to know where the difficulty curve just suddenly drops. So I know there's points in games where you reach a certain level, or you get certain gear where things just start to go a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And if you play on hard, where does that reach? Or if you play on normal, where does it? What's that point? So I feel like if you start hard, this can be the better game to play.
Well, I've seen some end game gameplay where you're level 40, that Ashraf Ismail, the game director, showed off, and it feels what looks just as hard when you know level 12. Like the gameplay doesn't change as much. It's just, you know, different elements and different weapons and different variables.
If you know yet, Adam, but is it does it affect? Because I know hard modes. I can't remember what game does this, but. On the harder mode, when you're in stealth, it's easier to get spotted
by someone. That's the thing with this game is there's actually no social stealth anymore. They've removed it.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does stealth work?
So social stealth was just say there's a big crowd of people, you could sort of blend in.
Yeah.
That's not there anymore because they've taken out the desynchronization. So now, like, you know how there used to be tailing missions where if you got caught, you've got to go back to the checkpoint.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you get caught tailing someone, what happens? You have to chase them down and just stop them.
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you kill civilians?
There's no real sort of... I think you can.
Because that's the whole thing with desynchronized. You killed like 3 civilians, like, ooh.
They're not sure because in all the beta things that they've let them play, they've turned off all that. So like in the beta game that YouTubers were playing, they were allowed to go and just murder 1,000 people and cats and stuff like that because they had it all turned off. So we're not actually sure. But the only stealth that is in the game, so there is stealth, like, you know, you're 50 meters away from a guard and you will get recognized.
Yeah.
But it has been said that the difficulties only relates to the HP and how much damage they do.
Okay.
So the stealth won't be affected. It'll be the same stealth. So it won't be like,
I'll give hard a go.
Yeah. There's not much of a difference.
Yeah.
Well, I thought difficulty would change and like they're so, like, the walking patterns are randomized or something, their cone of vision's bigger and they see further. That's how I thought difficulty.
All the mechanics are the same, said. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I might have to try that. Yeah. I like a bit of a challenge sometimes. I don't want it to be an easy challenge. I don't want it to be a hard challenge.
Speaking of challenges.
Yes.
You have completed my challenge.
I have.
First day it was released.
Yes.
And I said, please give me one, like the weekend, to give me a go.
In my defense, it was an accident.
Accident, yes.
Accident.
Yes.
So let me play League of Legends. I'll just lock in my main character and get the challenge. Mm-hmm.
So one of my mates, James, he said, you want to play some couple of League games? I'm like, sure. So I lock in ADC and mid. Because I knew that Joel wanted to do top lane Mundo to get the challenge. So I said, okay, I'll go ADC in mid. I get autofilled to jungle. I go, well, I don't really play jungle, so I'll just play one of my top laners. First person that came to mind was Mundo. Played Mundo and just crushed the game. It was a happy
accident. Are you locking in this challenge that I can't do it and you get the 1 point guaranteed? Or are you going to be like, you know what, I'll give you a weekend or something to try and match it?
I think I'm going to lock it in.
You're not going to give me the chances and like, if I do it this weekend, okay. I cross your point out and no one gets a point?
How about I make a double or nothing? I'll give you a double or nothing. So what I'll say...
Don't tell me 10 to 1.
This 10 is to 1.
No, it's not going to be... Look, I understand that you've almost done
I've
it.
I've almost gone. I mean, but I feel like I could have got 10 to 1, but I was just playing very, like, aggressive because I had such a lead.
Mm.
Like, the death was, like, a stupid death, you know, just, like, went too far tower diving.
No, I feel like in your mind, you were, like, 8 and 1. You're like, if I die, I can't do the challenge and I get the challenge, so I'm going to play very passive.
No, I was, if you asked James, I should have got the replay. I was, like, tower diving, you know, like, all the way to the Nexus.
Likely story, my friend.
Yes.
But that's that. That's one challenge down. I still have the Insurgency and... the scary game, which I'm not going to touch ever.
Which awesome. Amnesia.
Yeah, I'm surprised Jordan hasn't done the Insurgency challenge yet.
No, I was like, I'll give him a little bit of time.
How much is a little bit of time?
Your time's running out very fast.
I feel like it's going to give me a month. By the end of the thing, you'd be like, did you do the Insurgency challenge? I'd be like, no. You'd be like, I didn't do it either. I gave you time.
I've actually felt like playing a bit of Insurgency lately, so I might actually end up doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I just found something, actually, and I have to mention this.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bit important. Microsoft pulls a U-turn on controversial Forza 7 Motorsport VIP changes.
Ooh.
So this was just published today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It would have been recent because I couldn't find this earlier when I was researching. So now the Ultimate Edition VIP membership is reverting back to the way it used to be for the previous motorsport games.
Oh, wow.
So XP is now 100%?
Two times, they said.
So, forever?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
No, they've done it. They've ruined it. They've just ruined the game.
VIP membership holders will get an additional four cars to make up for the incident, and along with a lump sum payout of 1 million in-game credits.
Now, is that a lot or is that...
I don't know. Okay. I feel like that's...
a decent amount.
That I'm going to say cars about 200,000 and mods are going to be like, what, less than that?
Yeah.
So, if you get four new cars... your modding of those cars are going to be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
They've ruined that game. No,
I feel like the VIP is going to be happy, though. Like, if you're one of the people who's paying the extra $40, you're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You get VIP to get the season pass and, like, one or two things. You don't get $1 million, four cars, and they've just went back to the original 2x XP thing. That just ruins the whole thing with the XP system and 25 games. They've ruined it.
Yeah.
Would you get this game? No, I would not.
Oh, I'm not interested in Forza much anyway. Yeah, but
no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, the, one's getting the game.
What they should do instead.
They've apparently already started work on this feature and are looking to roll it out as soon as they can.
Okay.
But there you go.
And that's that for the show.
Yeah.
I just want to give a quick mention to the League of Legends World Championship. The group stages start tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out on that. There should be some good games. I was.
TSM. TSM.
Yeah. Well, TSM doesn't play till tomorrow night, but there'll still be cheers for TSM, I'm sure.
SKT1's going to win. SKT versus TSM.
Is just that like your vote?
SKT in the final round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan, what do you think?
Out of
the last page.
Anyone there,
who would you pick? Which one looks the coolest?
If I were you, I'd pick SKT1.
SKT1.
That's the Korean second seed.
It's Cloud9 don't do too well in this, do they?
That's the third NA seed.
Right. I'm going to go with... drumroll, please.
Yes.
RQ Esports Club.
Oh, AHQ?
Yeah.
AHQ Esports. All right.
Are they any good?
I think they're Taiwanese team.
Okay.
And yours, Adam?
I feel like I'm just going to go for Longzhu, just because SKT's won too many times.
It doesn't matter about who's won too many times. It's like, if they've won that many times, they're going to win again.
Yeah.
It's for a reason.
But Longzhu did beat them in the finals in Korea. So they have the capability to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to tonight's show. If you remember, you can follow us on our Twitter pages at @ReplayAU or our individual Twitter pages, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
I'm at Jordan Do Things.
And I'm at Adam Exleet.
Remember, you can go to our Discord page, which is tinyurl.com/replaydiscord. Thank you for adding that to the
No worries.
Now Mitch doesn't have to...
Say it every time.
I wanted to say it every time, more or less. And thank you for listening to tonight's show. Remember to comment on our iTunes and stuff.
Yeah. Review on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes if you like listening there. I'm really curious to actually find out where everyone listens.
Yeah.
Because... it's hard to get numbers off iTunes. Like, I can see who downloads, but whether or not you actually listen is the true question. So, just keep us updated with what you're doing, and we will adjust to suit your needs if we need to.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
TSM.